When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey guys, so we're re-releasing the Guilt episode this week, episode originally 31, our most downloaded episode of all time, really because we've been talking about doing a follow-up episode to it, because people always ask us, how did you move on? How have you moved past it? How are you guys so close now after all of that? So next week, we're going to be putting out a follow-up episode. We wanted to put this one out today in case there's anybody out there who hasn't listened to it yet or just needs to listen again to kind of remember what happened and what we went through. And I know that there are so many couples out there who struggle with the gray areas of marriage and trust and everything. So I think this is just such a relatable episode. And I think it was one of the first of its kind. Like, I had never heard a podcast episode like this before.
No, as a matter of fact, I was going to ask you, are you a little bit nervous about doing like the Guilt part two?
Yes, I am. And people, you know, I know that we're going to get people who say, why are you bringing it up again? You know,
it's important. You know, I think coming back to this 2 years later is a good way to, you know, show either growth or, you know, what we've been through for the last 2 years, overcoming such a big, I don't even want to minimize it and call it obstacle and hurdle, like
right.
A big deal.
Right. And it's both. We've done a lot of work and we still have work to do, both right. of us. Also, only a few days left to take advantage of our date night pre-order with 25% off the regular price and bonus questions for double date nights and girls' night out. Anything you buy between now and Sunday is considered a Mother's Day gift. So buy something that's going to actually make your date nights more meaningful, fun, and productive. Or expert tip, buy your wife the date night questions ebook, book a sitter, go to your favorite restaurant, and I guarantee you will score major points. Thousands of couples have already experienced the date night questions and the pre-orders are rolling in. We are so excited about it. And the results and the feedback from people who have already done the questions has been amazing. Order now, and on May 7th, everything will be delivered directly to your inbox just in time for Mother's Day weekend, so go out for that special date night. Head to marriagemartinis.com/DNQ and get 25% off your order today. Offer expires May 7th.
Welcome back to Marriage and Martinis. I am Adam, and here's Danielle.
Hi.
Welcome back. So we're talking about guilt today. I might not be as funny and personable as I usually am, and is like such a cool guy like I usually am.
You're giving yourself a lot of credit.
So bear with
me. Everyone out there is like, I don't even know what he's talking about.
Of course not. So just bear with me on this one. This is a tough one for me.
Oh, it should be.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, it should be. I actually brought you a whip so you could start self-flagellating. Is that what it's called? Not flatulating.
Oh, I was going to say.
Flagellation. Like, I where you like that. Whip yourself. Have you seen that?
No.
From like the medieval period.
I don't watch those new porn things you watch.
No, I don't watch that either. But I think that it was in the History of the World Part One, the Mel Brooks. Don't they do that in it?
Yes, I think so.
I think so, sounds, yeah.
Was it that or was it Spaceballs?
No, it's not Spaceballs. No, that is a wrong movie. But yes, I brought one of those in case you feel like you need to punish yourself.
I will take
two. Or I'll just do it to you.
Please do.
Okay.
I deserve it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you, sir. May I have another? Thank you, wife. May I have another?
And both me and Danielle just getting over being sick.
Danielle and I.
That's what I said. Mm-hmm. So bear with that too. There's a lot of sneezing and coughing going on here. Mm-hmm. We're feeling.
But at least this time I got the stomach bug with it.
Yeah.
I get so pissed when I'm just sick and there's no stomach bug. Because I feel like, especially around the holidays, I mean, at least, come on, at least give me that. If I can lose a pound or two being sick, considering I probably gained 15 already and it's not even December. So, it's so funny.
I think we just passed the day that they say don't eat the Thanksgiving leftovers, because if you do, you'll get sick.
Oh, where are ours?
So you should dig those out and
bring
eat
them. Them on. Right?
Yeah. There's a certain day after Thanksgiving.
I mean, it's not, I want, like, where do I get tapeworm, or I need one of those things. And then, you know, at least.
Cut yourself somewhere and go swim in a dirty river.
Oh, that's like a staph infection.
You'll get all the shit you want. No,
not tapeworm like that. Uh-uh.
All right. So that's a fun intro.
Are you turned on? You want to go make out?
So, not after this episode. You're not going to make out with me for a long time.
I mean, like, you're going to tell me anything I that know, I don't already
I know.
Look at you. I think you're sweating.
I'm.
I think you should. Maybe you should go put a t-shirt on here.
I'm
going to
go take.
I feel great.
I'm going to go take 2 Zoloft and 3 Xanax.
No, you. That and then won't, we can start. Zoloft doesn't work like that, sweetie. I'm really sorry. And Xanax, you'll be sleeping and like. A minute. But I mean, I don't know. I don't know what you're worried. I mean, I feel really good.
You should.
No, I have lots of guilt too. Come on. What are we going to talk about? Like,
you should.
There's like Catholic guilt and Jewish guilt. I feel like I have both.
I've never heard Catholic guilt.
Oh, it's a thing.
Is it?
Oh.
Well, Jewish guilt is a huge thing.
Right. But I bet if you had to define it, you couldn't.
Define Jewish guilt?
Yeah.
Making you feel guilty about something you shouldn't.
You just defined guilt. Oh, well, not that you shouldn't. A lot of things you should feel guilty about. But I didn't mean you. I mean the general
Jewish
you.
Jewish guilt is an overwhelming, typically by a mom mm-hmm. or a grandmom. Mm-hmm. So a exacerbated guilt on something that's really not a big deal.
Well, we'll get into it.
Okay.
Yeah. And yeah, but no, Catholic guilt too. But what I think that? I'm not even Catholic. I feel like I have the Catholic guilt.
I don't know what it is. I never heard it.
All right. Well, we'll talk about it.
Oh.
But.
Okay.
You know, it's the holidays, we said, right? And I feel like around the holidays, people, as much as it's supposed to be a joyous time and a happy time and we make it like everything's so, you know, jolly and festive, I think there's a lot of hard things about the holidays too, especially for people, you know, if you've lost a loved one and it's your first holiday without them, or any holiday, you know, any mm-hmm. amount of time it's been, it's really hard. Or for people who don't get to spend it with their family because you have to spend it with your spouse's family, or your spouse, or your, you know, your families don't get along, or you feel guilt because you want, you know, if you're divorced and you're not with your kids on Christmas and you feel bad, or you feel guilt because you got divorced. Like, there's just so much stuff that goes into it, you know, no matter what your life is like. I feel like on some level you're feeling guilt. You're feeling guilt that, oh my God, I should have, you get a holiday card from somebody. I haven't spoken to this person in so long, and, you know, I should have called them a month ago or 2 months ago or 3 months ago. Or I just think there's a lot of guilt associated with the holidays.
Okay.
I'm spending all this money, but I don't have the money to spend. Like,
you would feel guilty if you got a holiday card from somebody you haven't spoken to in a long time. All right. Yeah. See, I don't look at that as guilt, because, like, I don't have guilt about not communicating with old friends.
I do.
I don't. If I saw them or some of them, or, you know, awesome. That'd be great.
I don't know if guys have that.
I think guys feel,
like, you see each other and you're like, what's up, dude? What's up?
Like it was, we just saw each other last week, but it's been 10 years.
No. I have, like, I mean, I have some friends like that, but there are definitely friends who I think, or they're not really friends anymore. I'm sure there are people out there who hate me because I'm really bad at keeping in touch.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what are you talking about? I keep in touch with you like 65 fucking times a day. So I don't know what you're talking about.
And that's just one text.
You're right. But I definitely am sure there are people out there who, if I ran into them mm-hmm. on the street,
I would put their hand in their face, like their hand.
Well,
their face.
I would definitely be like, "Hey, oh my god, I'm so sorry," and I would definitely get like a pit in my stomach if I saw them and I was like, "Oh god, but, I was supposed to call them."
But or would
I was
you be sorry? Exactly.
Maybe if there are a few people I can think of that I really wish I had done a better job of keeping in touch with.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm still sorry that I didn't call them back. I mean, it's not a nice thing to do. But I don't.
You
call,
do that to me. Every
yeah,
day.
I don't call anybody back. So.
All right. So. Mm-hmm. Dive in. Just go for it.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Now I want you to go first this time. You know what? I don't even want to be part of this time.
You don't want me to just trust me. You don't want me to talk about it all.
All right. What's the first question?
I was surprised even that you let me do this episode.
I was racking my brain how to tell you I'm not ready for this episode.
Yeah, but you'll never be ready for it.
Right.
So what's the difference?
That's why we're here doing this. Mm-hmm. Because I figured, what the fuck, it's, you know, going to happen.
Sometimes you just got to say, what the fuck. Mm-hmm. What movie?
I have no idea.
Really?
Nope.
Risky Business.
Oh, that's another one I haven't seen
with
since
the 80s.
With
his sunglasses on and his hands out, sometimes you just got to say, what the fuck. You haven't seen Risky Business?
Like in the 80s, I did.
What?
Yeah.
It's a fabulous movie.
All right.
Fabulous.
What you got?
So, you know, we were talking about, okay, what do I feel most guilty about?
You or me?
Well, I guess you told me to go first.
Okay, go ahead.
I mean, I have a ton of guilt about stuff. I don't think I have guilt about like serious things. I don't, you know, as far as I know, I've never killed anybody.
Okay. You think you have?
I do.
Don't you think you've like killed people in the past?
No, are you making fun of my OCD?
No.
Is that what you're doing?
I would never
make
fun.
Yeah, you think you are. I think you're making fun.
But you thought you did.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm going to get to that.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm like, when it comes to, you got to keep it in perspective. But at 2 a.m., you can't keep anything in perspective. Mm-hmm. You know, at 2 a.m., you get up and you're like the worst fucking person in the world. You're like, oh, my God, I didn't bring my recyclable bags to the grocery store today. And
yeah,
now
that
I've ruined
never
the world
happened
and,
to well, me.
Because you don't go to the grocery store. But I you know, I, like I said, falling out of touch with people. The person who I have the most guilt about, I have a cousin, you know, who's mentally challenged. Mm-hmm. And she lives at a school. I mean, I call it a school, but it's a home, I guess. A beautiful home, but it's for, you know, people with handicaps. And she's a year younger than me. We grew up very, very close. And I've been horrible about keeping in touch with her. Mm-hmm. Our families don't get along. But my mom and her mom have issues. And we just... Our families haven't done holidays together for a long time. We haven't, you know, been in touch really for a long time, although I do see her siblings sometimes. But, and I love her and I miss her so much. It's just hard because she's like an hour away and, you know, with kids and everything, it's just been very difficult.
She used to call like every day.
Yeah, and I did.
Remember
I used to talk to her on the phone a lot and stuff, but it's hard because she's like a certain period of time during the day where she calls and it's the kids' bedtime. And listen, I could make 1,000 excuses. I feel a ridiculous amount of guilt, and that's actually going to be one of my 2019, like not resolutions, but like goals.
Okay,
is I want to really, because I do miss her and I love her, and you know, I want to put aside whatever our moms have going on and see her, and I want our kids to see her because she was a huge part of my childhood. So that, to me, is a big thing. Do you want to go now, or am I still just going with mine? How about if I go?
Okay.
All right, I'll go.
You're fine. Do you have, like, a whole page set for me? Like,
no,
when it's
I have
my
nothing
turn?
Written about you.
You don't
I don't
need
to write
it.
Right, exactly. Also, I feel guilty that I don't take better care of myself for my kids.
What do you mean?
I mean, first of all, I smoked for a long time.
Okay. But you don't smoke anymore.
Like... No, but I did. I smoked for a long time. You can't forget that. And, you know, and I say all the time, like, if it wasn't bad for me, I would take up smoking again in a heartbeat. Mm-hmm. I fucking love it. It's amazing. I miss it. And like once in a while I'll have one, but sure. I'm much, 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 much better than I used to be. And drinking, you know, we love to drink. Mm-hmm. But there are certainly times when I'm like, I need to, you know, maybe I need to cut it back a little bit. Like we like to drink mm-hmm. and, you know, I'm not, I don't have a problem or anything, but I'm sure it's not doing good things for my insides.
Right.
And I want to live a long time for my kids.
Okay. I don't think it's doing anything to you that's going to affect you.
Okay, party store owner. Thank you for that. Like, you're not a fucking doctor.
No, of course not. But you don't wake up at 9 a.m. and drink every day.
No, like, of course not. Right, I mean, of course not. On vacation, I do.
Well, that's different.
But yes, I'm addicted to sweet and low. I have lots of different vices mm-hmm. that, you know, they say like have like 2 to 3 cups of coffee a day. I mean, I could have upwards of like 9 to 10
yeah,
some
but,
days.
You know what? There's new reports every day like, oh, drink as much coffee as you want.
Right. I know. You know. But I look at people who are so disciplined and they eat really well and they, you know, are so like they'll have like their 2 glasses of wine on Saturday night and that's it for the week, or you know, they just that's not me. I have no regimen.
But then you hear about the guy who was, you know, the health fanatic and died of a freaking heart attack because he ran too far.
Okay, fine. You can live like that, or you can try to just take really good care of yourself,
or you can just try to do everything in moderation and have fun.
Yeah, you could. Yeah, you could.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I could.
Exactly. And I, you know, I feel guilty. I don't bring in much money.
Much money? No, you did bring $1 and you found on the street yesterday.
Any money? I feel guilty. When I see you stressed out about work and money and stuff, I'm definitely like, shit, maybe I should look for a job. Like I do have guilt about that I don't add to that, mm-hmm. you know, that.
I get that.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
No, I'm just confirming that I understand what you're saying.
Oh, good. You understand the words that are coming out of my mouth. And
what movie is that from?
Do you understand the words that are coming? Rush Hour.
Yes. Very good. Wow.
Oh, yeah. Try it again, sucker.
I did not think you would get that.
Oh, no. I get them all. And as like a self-proclaimed, I don't like to use the word feminist because I don't think I'm like a serious feminist. So what I couldn't, how do you describe it?
You want women to
I'm
have
like an
the same,
empowered woman. I like want, to think
no,
of myself.
You want equal rights for women.
I think that's kind of what a feminist
well,
is.
Well, doesn't a feminist take it a little bit further? Mm-mm. Mm-mm. No? Okay.
I think that is what gives feminists a bad name. That's what people think it means.
Okay.
So, you know, I love me some good porn.
Okay.
Which I think
feminist porn, or are we still on feminist or?
I think as a, you know, quote unquote feminist, that, you know, like women in like a dominated situation right. is probably, you know, I love like some good rap songs about like bitches and hoes.
So you want equal empowerment of women while they're being strapped to a table?
No, I don't want
dominated.
Anybody being strapped. No straps. No. Free. No rope. No. My sister sent me this thing called Bad Feminist, which is about this woman who, you know, is a self-proclaimed, quote unquote, bad feminist because she does a lot of things that aren't in keeping with the feminist agenda, but she still considers herself a feminist. So I have often had those thoughts also. And I feel guilty, like, per se, not along the feminist lines, but if I go online and like buy something, you know, superfluous that I don't really need, and then I scroll down on Facebook and it's like, you know, our puppy Johnny needs a new, you know, whatever surgery. Can you donate, you know, mm-hmm. whatever? And then I'm like, shit, I just bought like those, you know, sneakers. So okay. now I can't. And I feel guilty like that when with stuff like that I can't mm-hmm. give every time I see or. Yeah.
Well, I have some dumb stuff like that too.
Okay, all right.
Oh, you're done. That's it. That's all you got. That's all
I
you're
mean,
guilty
I can
about.
Think think about, I'm sure I could come up with other stuff, oh, but man. Those are when I think about, when I feel guilty, those are the main things I feel guilty about. I don't know, like, what, right. Can you think of stuff that I should feel guilty about?
No, I'm just trying to.
No, but seriously, can you think of things that I should feel guilty about?
All right, you said the money thing, you yeah. said the...
I mean, I feel guilty, like, in the holiday, you know, if I spend too much money, I feel guilty. I feel like, you know, there are lots of things that I feel guilt about.
All right.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Should I start with small or just go for it? Maybe start small just because yeah, then I might not small. Get to it.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. So certain guilts that I have, like, that don't keep me up at night, right? So like the little things, like, which I guess are your big things for me, are the little things.
I'm trying to think of, like, I mean, back in the day, maybe I should have felt guilt for stuff, but not now.
All right. All right. Stupid shit. Right. Like, I think you said the same thing where, like, I rush off the phone or I don't even answer it if you call me. Like,
me?
No, me. This is my little
I know, but
things.
You feel guilty that if I... that
anyone.
Oh.
You, anyone. Like, I just don't... I never answer the phone. And if I do, it's like, okay, what's the point? Get off. Mm-hmm. No interest.
I get it.
Yeah. Another one for me is not working out as much as I used to. I wish I was. Mm-hmm. And I really want to.
I feel guilt about that, too.
Oh, man, I loved it when I was working out. Like, it feels so good when you work out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a while. Not reading.
Oh, food. I didn't mention food. That's huge for me with guilt. That's enormous.
Yeah.
How did I forget about that?
Go for it.
Oh, do you want me to do it now? No, I feel bad. I'm, like, infringing on your guilt.
You know what? Let me go with my guilt.
Yeah, well, we'll finish your confession. And then I'll go back in the booth. And I will confess my sins.
Okay.
Okay. Again.
All right. Not reading.
That's guilt.
I feel a ton of guilt. I want to read. I feel like I should read.
But why is that guilt?
I feel guilty that I don't. I guess to myself. I don't know.
But like, you listen to smart stuff. You listen to a ton of podcasts and everything. You're always educating yourself.
You're supposed to read, right?
Oh.
I don't know.
And I mean, according to like Reading Rainbow.
Reading Rainbow.
But I mean, according to who? Like, what, that's not a law.
Any idea?
Yeah, I know who he is.
And it doesn't matter.
I think he got in trouble recently.
Really?
Yeah.
Not Bill Cosby.
No.
That was picture perfect. Picture Graham. What was his thing? It's
Bill Cosby.
It's the picture page. The thing.
That's Bill Cosby.
On Fat Albert, he had a segment. He did Fat Albert.
I never watched Fat Albert.
A picture page was it? Yeah, I think so.
Oh.
You don't know that? There was like a little pen with a guy.
I just know I can't eat Jell-O pudding anymore. I can't. I don't buy it for the kids. I buy the store brand.
I wish I read. Okay. All right. So another one, like when our kids like show me something that they made and it sucks. and then I have to like play along like, yeah, look, good job. You know, mm-hmm. like, oh my God. But how'd you do that? Mm-hmm. And it's just fucking terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel guilty, like...
I throw all their shit away. I do, and yeah. I don't feel any guilt about it.
Well, because you're in it more than I am.
Oh, God, the amount of crap they bring home, man. Yeah. But...
Yeah.
I should feel guilt, because a lot of moms, like, take them and, like, make scrapbooks and stuff, so they're not... Like, we have papers lying around everywhere.
No, I throw them out. You don't want to have them.
But the moms, there are moms that, like... And now there are apps... There's like an artwork app where you can, or artworks app or something that you can consolidate all your kids like into a photo book. You know, like mm-hmm. you put your deer with your photos. You can do that with kids' art now and keep track of it. I know, but moms do that shit. I should feel guilty that I don't, but I don't feel
no,
guilty.
No, don't feel guilty about
that.
All right. Ordering Domino's in Chinese every night.
Oh my God. You should feel guilty.
I do. I do feel guilty, but I mm-hmm. do it. And I like it. So I do that.
You should feel guilty because you are the reason I can't lose weight.
Oh, don't put that on me.
I will put it on you.
No, don't. Please. But I have a question, actually.
It's not time for, I'm not taking questions yet. Wait till the end.
Do you feel guilty when, like, you're in a store and you just, like, walk in and you're like, hey, and, like, look and walk out and, like, don't buy anything? I kind of do sometimes.
If the person's really nice, then yeah. Kind of, when they're up your ass.
Fuck you. I'm out. I'm leaving because of you.
No, you don't. You don't have the balls for that.
Are you kidding me?
Really?
I have never been back to a Banana Republic because of a bad experience I had there.
Really? You say I'm leaving because of you?
I was in a Banana Republic. This was like 5 years ago. And I wanted to buy, who cares? And I was getting rung up and she said, oh.
You're getting so good. See? A couple months ago, you would have told everybody exactly what you were going to buy.
Right? See?
Oh my God, you've come such a long way.
I feel so guilty about telling bad stories. I changed my.
Wow. Let's just take a moment. You have really come a long way.
Thank you.
God.
Anyway, so, do you want to open a Banana Republic credit card? No, thank you. I just want to buy the thing.
Oh, it's like Target, yeah.
But you'll save 10%. I don't need to save $20. Thank you very much. I just want to buy the thing, All right. Do you want to buy the thing? But you should probably think about. I said, listen, I'm done. I'm out of here. I've had it. I'm buying online from now on. Mm-hmm. And I walked out and I didn't buy the thing and I haven't been back since. I can't deal with the bullshit. We've said before, I have a retail store. I will never in my store ever let any of my employees ask them for information, ask them to open a thing, ask them, just take the shit, ring it, take the money, have a good day.
Remember when your employees put out a tip jar for balloons?
Oh my God, I flipped my shit.
Like you walk it like it's their job. Well, it's that they blow balloons or they put a tip jar out in the middle of the store.
So it was on a weekend when I'm not there, and I walked in and there's a fucking tip jar sitting. You get paid.
Well, those are all guilt things too, because like if I'm at a restaurant and I walk into the bathroom, when do I don't bring my bag into the bathroom, and there's like a guy sitting there or a girl sitting, well, for my case, a girl, for your case, it would be a guy, sitting there like handing out towels, like towels, and there's like a jar there of money, and I feel horrible.
But they handed you a towel.
I know, but use the money and everything, and then I feel so bad because I didn't bring my pocketbook in and everything. It makes me feel bad.
Do you know that like whenever we go to the Borgata or something like that, I go to the bathroom, there's always a guy sweeping the floor. And I always give him a five.
Oh, good every for you. Single I'm sure time. You've given much more than that when you.
Probably.
Without depending knowing. On how drunk you were.
Yeah. But yeah.
That's very nice of you.
But just to pee and get handed a towel, I'm not.
I know. It's just the fact that that they could use the money. Okay.
Wait, I'm not done.
I know.
Oh.
What were we talking about?
All right. This is kind of like when you're walking into a store or whatever, and somebody is just far enough behind you that you can't hold the door open because they're like three steps behind holding the door. But then you feel bad because you close the door behind you and they're still walking to open the door themselves. I feel guilty about that.
Really?
Yeah. And I don't want to stand there like an idiot, like with the door, like, hey, okay, I got this for you. Hold, hear it. And they're like six steps behind, like, and then they start running.
And how long do you feel that guilt for?
Like 3 seconds.
Right, exactly.
But I said
that's a long time for you. I don't think you hold on to guilt very long.
You don't get that?
I think you have a catch and release system for guilt. I think you feel it just long enough that it like tinges you a little bit and then you're like, bye bye, motherfucker. I don't think you hold on to it very long.
No, I feel bad. Like I should have held the door, but you were too far away and I couldn't.
You used to hold the car door for me. Remember that? You used to come around to me and open the door and then go to your side. Or if you happened to be in the car, you would open my door even if I was outside the door.
Where's that from?
I don't know. Oh,
come on. That's from a movie.
Where he opens the car door from inside?
No. When the guy takes the girl to the car, opens her door, and then when he's walking around the car, she unlocks his door for him.
Wait, let me think about it.
Yeah. This is before power lock.
She unlocks Is it Singles?
Nope. Nope.
What is it?
Bronx Tale.
Oh, come on.
Really?
Ah, come on. I don't know, Bronx Tale.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, I've seen it like twice.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. All right. Watching my favorite movies over and over again.
Do you feel guilty about that?
I do, because you always give me shit about it. And then
well,
like,
there's just so many more productive things you could be doing.
That's my point.
Right.
So I feel guilty about doing that because I'll put on like Back to the Future any night because I can watch that every day.
The part that is annoying is that you should be sleeping. And you're not even like watching something new. You're watching something that you've seen 75 times before. Like if you're going to stay up too late, at least watch something new.
But I enjoy it. So
that's weird. That's like,
okay.
I mean, when I was younger, I used to watch movies like 65 times again and again and again. But like, I feel like grown-ups don't do that very much.
Oh, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You're like, you are the person. You are the one. Like, I'll like flip through channels and I'll be like, ugh, Shawshank again. And you're like, oh my God, Shawshank, not again.
Yeah, but not if it's cable, because I don't watch that shit
right,
on cable.
Right. Well, we don't even have cable anymore.
Two more.
Yeah.
Just Wanting to Be Alone or like Just the Two of Us. Like, mm-hmm. like if there's plans and I'm like, I don't want to go out. Like, I just want us to do this or. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't want to go out at all anymore.
I never want to go out anymore. Uh-huh. I just want to do this. And like, I feel guilty about like, I love my friends and I want to see them, mm-hmm. but I don't want to do the whole thing about going out and like spending 4 hours.
So how do you keep in touch with them if you're not doing that?
But we do.
Right, but we do because I make you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I make you sometimes. You've said to me a few times, like, oh, I don't want to do this. I don't want to go.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
No?
I don't know. Maybe. I mean, it sounds like me.
Yeah, it was 3 days ago. Mm-hmm. my last one, which is a little bit more than not holding the door for somebody. When I was in high school, all right, listen, for all of you single ladies out there.
Beyonce.
You might be a little turned on by this.
Oh, boy.
I am married, so I'm not available.
Oh, boy.
When I was in high school, I was an amazing fencer. I was really good. My first year ever doing it, I was 7th in the state in competition. Okay, I was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
My trainer could have taken me to Princeton, full scholarship.
But I
was a fucked up kid. And I gave it up and I got into music and I wanted to be in a band. And I said, I'm not going to be a stupid fucking fencer.
Right. But why couldn't a band get you into school?
No, back then that wasn't a thing.
No.
No. Today, yes. Back then, being in a band.
Because I wonder about that with our kid. Actually, my sister just away last night. We were talking about that.
So, yeah. So I could have gone to Princeton full ride just for being an awesome fencer. And I fucked that up like a lot of shit. And, yeah, I kind of feel guilty about that.
Are you waiting for me to argue with you?
Nope.
Okay.
So those are all my guilts. That's the only guilts I have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's dive in.
Wait, what? What have we been doing?
Like to the real shit.
Oh, you have real shit.
I just did my, you know, little guilty things that, yeah, whatever. But I got some real guilt.
Oh, wait, before we do that,
okay.
Do you have any guilty pleasures? Like, what are your guilty pleasures?
Do you know
what a guilty pleasure is?
Yes.
What's a guilty pleasure?
So things that you enjoy that you feel bad about.
Right, like stupid things that you feel like you do that, like, you're embarrassed to admit.
It's anything. Yeah. It's like drinking and gambling and
No, that's not a guilty, but that's worse than a guilty pleasure. A guilty pleasure would be like watching The Real Housewives or like watching stupid TV or like you would.
Yeah, well,
you watch the Impractical Jokers.
Why? That's so bad?
Well, it's just like you gain absolutely nothing from it. I feel like that's a guilty pleasure.
Okay.
Like something you do that you gain absolutely nothing from.
Well, I guess like I said before, watching my favorite movies.
Oh, yeah, that's a guilty pleasure.
Over and over again.
Sure, sure.
Yeah. So something like that.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. So first you asked me actually, like how guilt plays in my day-to-day life. Like,
I'm just going to sit back with my drink. Yeah. I'm excited about this.
Don't be too excited. All right. Everybody put your... No.
Oh, wait. Are you confessing to anything I don't already know?
Is there anything that
you... I don't know.
Oh, right. You wouldn't know if you didn't know.
Right.
Right. No. So guilt, for me, guilt is the source of my anxiety. That's everything that I am anxious about, everything I have anxiety about is my own guilt.
So like when you come down in the morning, you're like, I didn't sleep all night. It's because you're guilt?
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was because you're like scared for the future and stuff.
I am, but that's because of my guilt.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Everything is self-inflicted, self-whatever, guilt enhanced. That's not the right word, but it's just, for me, guilt and anxiety are the same thing. I think about guilt every day of all like shit that I've done in the past and even not so recent past. And I know it's my doing, my fault, and that's why I feel guilty about it. So like I said, first you asked me, how does it play into my life? Yeah, it's every day. And I feel guilty every single day and every single night. And that's why I don't sleep. That's it. Is that good? All right. No, moving on. What are things that I feel guilt about? Okay. I'm going to share a few of them. I might not get as specific as you think you'd want me
to. Okay, then I will.
Are you really?
Well, I would like to share a story or two because people always say to me, because on our podcast, I think sometimes I seem like a bitch because I think I seem like somebody who's giving you a really hard time and the stuff that we divulge about you doesn't seem so terrible.
Okay.
And they'll always say to me, like, you always say,
can I get messages. We just leave it like that?
I get messages all the time saying, you know, you need to tell us more about some of this stuff. Yes, we get that he drinks. But and then they're like, but you make it sound like it's more involved than that. And then I'm like, yes, it is. But he doesn't want me to talk about it. Meantime, I can say that I wanted, like, I thought I was going to fucking blow up Williams-Sonoma at the mall.
That's so different because you suffered from something that was psychological.
Do you know how many people will not talk about psychological shit that they suffer from for fear of like shame and guilt
but
and all that
stuff? There's still a difference because you didn't fuck up.
Okay, but you keep fucking up. So right. It's not like a one-time thing that's like, oh yeah, you did it and now we'll move on. It's like a time after. Okay, go ahead.
All right.
But then I sound like a bitch. No, but the problem is that I do sound like a bitch because I sound like somebody who's making you out to be something more than we talk about. But you've done some pretty fucked up shit.
I have. I think sometimes you can come across as a bitch about certain things. For the most part, there's an underlying thing that's making you sound that way because of stupid shit that I've done.
You mean sometimes I sound like a bitch for no reason?
Yeah. Sometimes
I don't agree with that.
Really?
Oh, well, never? What do you mean sometimes? When?
So you think you can never come across as a bitch for no reason?
In the podcast?
Let's say ever.
Well, here's the problem. Mm-hmm. And I think we are legitimately as real as they come.
I don't think anybody out there.
Yeah, I agree. I do. I think we're as real as they come. And that's actually one thing I want to talk about is with shame and stuff that I'll talk about later. But I think we're as real as they come. And sometimes I think when you listen to the podcast, a little bit of what you're hearing is maybe the aftermath of an argument or the aftermath of something that's happened between us that, you know, we'll say, oh, we were just arguing, we're just fighting. And so sometimes, yes, I might sound...
I'd say 90% of the time that's true.
Okay, I'll take 10%
on that. That's all I'm giving you.
Okay, I'll compromise
on that. Listen, I think you're great. So.
Oh, well, thank you.
I do. Listen, yes, you could be, you know, bitchy sometimes for no reason. But for the most part, yes, my fault.
Well, that's fair. I can be bitchy probably 20%.
Yeah, I was going to say 40, but 40? 20 is okay, 10 30. Is 30.
I'll go
30.
I'll go 32, 28.
My first one that I have, you asked me for three things. I had 26, but I chose the top three.
How'd you narrow? I want to know how you narrowed it down.
All right.
What did you use to narrow it down?
What do you mean?
Like, how did you narrow all the shit down to only be guilty about three things?
Because you asked me for three, so I just put three.
Oh, that was just a ballpark.
Don't,
Don't look. I don't can't see your stuff. You act like we're in second grade. Remember when you used to put the folder up so that nobody would cheat off of you? You were probably the person who was cheating.
No, I never cheated, actually.
Oh, I did.
I just didn't do it.
Oh. We used to have the honor code in high school.
Yeah.
Did you? Well,
once we got to private school, yes.
So my teacher used to always leave because we had the honor code.
Yes, we had that too.
And then she would leave and we'd all be like, what the fuck is the answer to number 7?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very honorable.
Very honorable.
My first big guilty thing revolves around money, because we had it. We were doing really well for a long time. We had money. It's not entirely my fault we don't, but primarily, for the most part, yes, my fault for some stupid decisions that I've made.
But you can't blame real estate, because our mortgage in our last house was paid off.
No, that was 2 houses ago.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. Oh, 2 houses ago. Right. Yeah. Had we stayed there, we would have had a paid off mortgage.
Yes.
Oh, okay. 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 So I rest my case.
Yes. No, but I agree. So that's what I'm saying.
The defense rests.
I've made stupid money decisions, and we made stupid money decisions, but I'm not getting there yet. So I feel guilty about messing up control of finances. 90% my fault.
It's about to be Hanukkah. Light one candle 60% for my fault. The Maccabee people.
I feel guilty about messing up my control of the money. 60% my fault, not 90. And then I feel guilt about the kids because of how we spend money. So money is a big one for me. That's why I put it at number one. Anything you want to add before I move on?
Wait, money is number... So that's your... So you went, rather than going like 3, 2, 1, you went 1, 2, 3. So 1 is the worst.
You know what? I don't even...
Or
I
just put, all I, yeah, equally shitty.
Yeah, I just put it first. Yeah, okay, that's all. Mm-hmm. All right. And then, honestly, like before I even knew where you were going with your questions, I put shame as one of them. Even though I didn't know you were going to say, what's the difference between guilt and shame? Because to me, it's kind of the same. Like where...
Okay, but researchers will say it's so not.
And I will tell you why later.
No. But should we go into guilt versus shame a little bit before
Do you want to hear my explanation first?
Sure. Guilt and shame.
I did not research this. I just saw your question and I answered it.
I have done a lot of research on guilt and shame.
All you said was, what do you think the difference is between guilt and shame? And... I don't know. But I said, for me, they're intertwined. I mean, for me, shame and guilt
work together. Sure, I think it's all intertwined, but they're different.
So, but I said, I guess shame is a side effect of guilt, right? So it's the humiliation you feel for feeling guilty about something, right? So you feel shameful or humiliated because you feel guilty about something. You can have guilt without shame. I don't think it's true the other way.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Well, I'll give you a little bit of the background about guilt versus shame. Okay, so guilt and shame are, you know, yes, they are definitely intertwined. But guilt is more internal, right? It's how we feel about something that we've done. It's about a behavior. So I did this and I feel guilt, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, whatever that thing is, you feel guilt, but it's kind of controllable. Like you could get over the guilt. You can, you know, do something about the guilt. You can go and confess your sins, or you can, you know, repent, or you can apologize. There's something you can do about it. Shame is how we are in terms of being perceived by the outside world. So how is the outside world going to perceive us? Like I talk about, I talked about in like the last episode, and this is a lot of Brené Brown, who you don't know anything. So Brené Brown is, you know, she's a, like, she researches all, her big thing is vulnerability and shame. And she has actually the fourth most downloaded TED Talk in like,
wow.
Yeah. She's a very cool woman. And but shame is I talk about shame in the fact that, like, in the last episode I was worried, or two episodes ago, I was worried about, I went to back to school night. And I'm sitting there, we have this podcast where obviously we divulge so much about our lives, right? Like our sex lives and our mistakes and our, but, okay, but if this is the first episode people are listening to, this, you know, we talk about a lot of stuff. And I talked about it a little bit, like, of, I was humiliated or shameful being in the class, especially without you there. I do not like not having you there in these situations. Looking at the teacher and being like, holy shit, do they know about our podcast? Have they listened to their podcast? Do they think it's gross, or do they like it? Or, you know, I had a little bit of shame of like, they know all about us. Mm-hmm. But, and that's a feeling, that's a bad feeling when you're like sitting there and
so
you're like.
So do you feel guilty?
No, I don't feel any guilt about the podcast whatsoever.
Okay, so then you just proved my point wrong.
No, I'm not fucking done.
No, but I think that's good, because I said, I don't know, like, how can you have something that's shame without the guilt?
Right. No, I have no guilt. I have absolutely no guilt about the podcast whatsoever. Whether it succeeds or fails, I have no guilt about this podcast whatsoever. Not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. I have guilt about almost everything, but I have no guilt about the podcast. But what I was saying, you know, what I was thinking about myself when I was listening to the TED Talks with Brené Brown was, and you know, so what I thought to myself is, I feel shameful because now I'm looking at this person who teaches my child, and they know a lot about my sex life, and that's like very uncomfortable. A lot more than that, yeah. But if I looked at it from a different angle, if I looked at it from, well, I've done this kind of courageous thing and put all this, oh, what is this? What are we doing? I did hear it.
I opened up a
Auggie got scared. Oh, poor Auggie. Oh,
sorry, Auggie. I'm opening up a beer.
Oh, here we go.
I don't want it.
It's time for an advertisement, everybody.
I'm not going to even say the name. No, we were both drinking martinis. Mm-hmm. You still are. But I'm switching it up because I want to be a good boy. Drink beer instead.
That makes you a good boy?
Yes.
So I could change up the conversation and think to myself, wait a minute, I am creating, like, the reason why I'm doing the podcast is because I want to be vulnerable, because I feel like it'll enhance people's lives. Like, I think that being vulnerable, and then other people say, and which we get thousands of messages of people saying, thank you for saying this because it makes me feel like I'm more normal, or I can say this, or it helps me stay in my marriage because I realize that it's not just us. Or so if I approach it from the aspect of I'm being courageous rather than, oh shit, I'm making, you know, I'm bringing shame on myself, then it's a completely different conversation. Then you don't feel shame. Mm-hmm. You feel pride. And so that's what I need to do, because, like, we have conferences next week. Well, I'm going to go in. I don't know if you'll be there or not.
But what day is it?
We'll talk about that later.
Okay.
But I'm going
to go in
there.
I forgot to tell you I have a business meeting next week.
Yeah, of course you did. So
what?
So I am going to go in there next week and be like, you know what? I'm going to try, after listening to this TED Talk, instead of being like, oh, shit, I'm fucking humiliated, like, knowing that you know that my husband and I like to choke each other. And I'm going to think to myself that, like, I'm really proud of myself that I'm doing this courageous thing that a lot of people don't put themselves on the line to do.
Right. So if
rather
one
than
person,
feel shame.
If one person says to you, like, how could you do that? How could you? But there's so many other people who are me too.
Right. Well, and that's the thing about shame, is that what Brené Brown says about shame is that, listen, shame becomes less and less as a culture and a society if more of us come forward and say, yeah, I do that too.
Right.
You know, like, there's so many things that we feel shame about because we don't know. Like, for a long time, people felt shamed about being molested or being raped or, you know, all of those things that are obviously not your fault, but you feel shame about for some reason. But if other people come up to you and you're like, yeah, me too. Of course, you know, right. Of course I'm going to share this with you because I want you to know that I went through it too. Whatever it is, then you don't feel as much shame because you're like, oh, okay. I just came forward and I admitted this and other people are admitting it too. So if we can come forward as a culture and like, or as a society and say more of me too, more of I've done this and, or I've had this happen to me, then it's less shame. So shame is very associated with secrecy, which is bad.
Yeah, okay.
You know, the secrecy makes the shame kind of perpetuate.
Okay.
So if we can get rid of the secrecy, shame will be less and less, right?
Sure. I mean,
because you feel so much more normal when other people are like, yeah, that happened to me too.
Or yeah, I guess a lot of people feel shameful. Is that a word?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. About things that they shouldn't. And that's probably the majority of shame.
Absolutely.
Because it's things that were uncontrollable, like you were saying, if you were raped or if you were molested, right, or if, you know, anything like that. Like, that's not a reason to feel shameful. Right. That's a reason to talk to people, right,
well,
and find out.
Well, what Brené Brown also says is that people who feel shameful are usually not, like murderers don't usually feel shameful. They're not the people feeling shame.
What? No, they don't have that ability.
Okay. So what she's saying is if you feel shame, you should know that, like, that's kind of a good thing because it means you're like an empathetic human being. She doesn't like shame. She doesn't want people. Guilt, she likes. Guilt, she's kind of like, guilt is kind of good. It makes you not want to do things again. If you feel guilt about something, you're probably not going to do it again because you don't want that feeling associated with it. Mm-hmm. Shame, she feels like, is a very unnecessary, not positive emotion.
Next was work. That was my third.
Wait, what was the second?
Shame. We just did for 20
but
minutes.
Shame is not a thing to feel guilty about.
No, it is for me. Because I'm shameful for the shit that I've done.
No, that's not, that doesn't work.
It doesn't work?
No.
All right.
I don't think it works. I don't think that's a thing you feel guilty about is shame.
No.
Shame is a different thing.
But for me, I felt it was like very coexistent together. Like, for me, shame.
Yes, guilt and shame are associated.
Yeah.
For sure.
All right. Well, I feel guilty about shit that I've done, and I feel shameful about the same shit that I've done. And for me, shame is a huge part of this.
Wait,
no?
So your big things are money and work?
Money, shame, and work.
Wow. Okay.
Really?
Yeah. Why?
Well, tell me why.
Do you really want me to tell you why?
Shame is probably going to cover all of the things you're thinking about.
That doesn't cover, the word shame doesn't tell anybody shit about anything.
All right, go ahead.
I mean, I would like to at least tell one story about your guilt or shame. But I don't want to be the one to do it. I feel like you should be the one to do it. If we're really like an honest podcast, pick something. Go ahead. I will 100% tell anything.
Yeah, I get that. But, it's so different.
Okay, it's different because I live my life differently.
Yeah. All right.
Like, do you want to tell them my 40th birthday?
All right, I'll do it.
Okay, good. Repent, bitch.
Can I cry?
Sure. Cry. Dad.
All right. This is my biggest. Oh, man.
But this, yeah, your biggest? What? There's other shit.
No, this is the worst. No?
Sure.
Oh, I can't do it.
You have to try.
All right.
I think you'll feel good after you do it.
All right. All right. We'll do this.
Yeah, like this will almost be more humiliating to me than it will to you.
Yeah.
Because my friends don't have this either. It's all like if we're going to say we're the podcast who tells everything and you're holding all this out. Yeah, I just.
Fine. All right. So it was your 40th birthday, which was last year. I rented one of our favorite bars in New York, downtown. And I rented out a room and we had your birthday party, and it was, I think, great. And I got way too drunk. And a problem that I have when I get too drunk, I don't have self-control. And a friend of mine who was in the city texted me and said, hey, let's meet up. And it was after the party was over. We went back to the hotel and everybody went back to their rooms. And I texted my friend like, hey, yeah, let's meet up. And there was nowhere to go because it was 1 o'clock in the morning. And we end up at a strip club bar. And we were there until 4 o'clock in the morning. Is that right? And I don't remember much of the night. I don't remember what happened. And I can't.
Oh, well, that's terrible.
Why?
You don't remember much of what happened at a strip club bar? That's not what you said to me.
What do you mean?
You said that absolutely nothing happened.
No. I don't mean at the. No. I didn't mean with, like, at a strip club. I meant, like, I don't remember, like what we all we did was sit at the bar. Like, that's what happened there. I don't remember, like, what we ordered. I don't remember paying. I don't remember leaving. I don't remember going back. And then we left the bar. I didn't mean I don't remember what happened, like, with strippers. Like, that's not what this is about. But the thing that's the worst part about this is that it was your birthday dinner night, and you're for your 40th, and I left. I met a friend and waltzed in at 4 o'clock in the morning back to the hotel where you were waiting for me, and I lied about where I was.
That's it? That's your telling of it?
If you want to add more.
There's so much more.
What?
Oh, come on. First of all, I don't mean I'm going to sound like a bitch again.
No, you won't, because I was the fucking asshole.
Okay, so we go out for my birthday. We have a great time. We go back to the hotel. We hang out for a while at the hotel. It's like 1 in the morning. No, 12. 12. It's like 12 at night. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to go back to the room. And you're like, I'm going to go get noodles. Mm-hmm. After we had this, like, huge fucking dinner, you have to go get noodles. So I'm upstairs and I'm like in bed waiting for you, because I'm like so excited to share the rest of the night with you, because you've done such a like amazing time planning my party, and all I want to do is be with you. And it's 12 o'clock. 1 o'clock rolls around, 2 o'clock rolls around, 3 o'clock rolls around, and I'm trying to like, I think you're dead. I have no idea where you are. I go to the lobby twice. There's nobody there. I check on my iPhone app. I can't. Yeah.
Yeah.
I check on my iPhone app. I don't know where you are. 3 o'clock rolls around. 3:30 rolls around. Somewhere between 3:30 and 4 o'clock in the morning, I'm like, I need to call the police. So I go downstairs because I have no idea what the number. I'm not going to call 911. I'm like, I have no idea what the number for the police is in New York City. Although now I think I remember it because I live there. But I go downstairs and I'm like, I'm just going to go to the front desk and be like, you need to call the police. And I go to the elevator and you're there with like your jacket like over your arm, like all suave. And I'm like, oh my God. Like you, like the elevator door opened as soon as I'm ready to go downstairs. It was crazy. It was like weird timing. And I hadn't slept for a wink. And this is coming off of like one of the best nights of my life. So you're like flying high of like, oh my God, my husband just threw me this amazing party. It was like incredible. And, you know, we'd been through so much shit in the past, you know, year and a half. And you'd done this amazing thing. So we go back to the room. And the first thing, so I steal your phone. You fall asleep in like 4 minutes because you're so drunk. And I steal your phone. And I look in your phone and the first thing I do, because I knew you said to me when you first walked in the room, you said to me, I said to you, where were you? And you said, I was in the village drinking with some people. I met some people and we're hanging out. And I knew that was fucking bullshit. Mm-hmm. So I stole your phone.
I lie right away.
Right. You lie right away. So I steal your phone and I said to myself, there's no way he was just in the village drinking, because number one, I'm very familiar with New York. I know that there are no bars open past 12 o'clock in New York,
right,
just to hang out. So I know he's a strip club. I know it. That's the first thing in my mind. I'm like, if he's out past 1 o'clock, he's at a strip club, which on my birthday night, like, mm-hmm. that's fucking crazy. So I take your phone and I research Uber. That's the first thing I look in the Uber app, which, you know, I like completely violated your privacy, but with good cause. And the Uber app says you went to this address. So I researched the address, and the address says like Gentleman's Club of whatever it was, some gentleman's club. So I wake you up and I'm like, you were at a strip club. I'm like, I cannot fucking believe it. You went to a strip club on my 40th. And I don't like strip clubs to begin with. Mm-hmm. A lot of women are fine with their husbands going to strip clubs. I don't like them. I'll go to it with you. Mm-hmm. I do not see why you need to go to a strip club without me. That's, to me, is super weird.
Yeah, but listen, I'm not playing defense here in any way. Neither do I. That was probably my first time at a strip club in 20 years.
Right. But for me, it's like,
we went there because the bar was open.
Of course. Right. I said to you, as soon as you came back to the hotel, the first thing I said was, the only thing that is open in New York City is a strip club.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. And you know I don't like strip clubs. Yeah. So when your friend contacted you and said, we have to go to a strip club if we're going to drink, you should have said no.
Oh, of course I should. I mean, come on. Yeah, of course.
Okay. So I'm thinking to myself, he went to a strip club. We have to work this out. He went to a strip club. We need to talk about mm-hmm. this. We need to figure out what's going on, why he felt like he needed to do that. And you swear to me up and down 1,000 times you did not go to a strip club. You went to the village. So we come home and I'm like, so the next morning we go out with friends who were staying over at the hotel. Their husbands all went back to the room with them. And they all had a great night. And we go to breakfast with them and I'm supposed to like pretend that everything's fine, because you don't want me to say anything to anybody and I don't want to say anything to anybody. We come back home. And I'm like, tell me now. I'm like, just tell me what happened. Tell me where you are. That I waited 4 hours on my 40th birthday for you to come home. No, I didn't go to a strip club, I swear. So January goes by. February goes by. March goes by. April, May, June, July, we start the podcast. And there's one night where we record our, like, one of our first episodes, and we're talking about very intimate details of our life, and I just go upstairs and I start crying, and I say to you, you need to tell me right now what happened that night, because we're sharing very intimate details of our life and you're not being honest with me. Uh-huh. And you say to me, nothing happened. And I say to you the next morning, I'm like ready to hire a private investigator, because I'm like, I will not be married to somebody who will lie to me about this. I've gone through enough shit that I will not be married to somebody who lies to me. And I said to you, if I find out you were at a strip club and you have been lying to me, it's not even about the strip club anymore. Had you said to me that night I was at a strip club, it would have been like, you're a fucking dumbass.
Right.
And we would have resumed our life with me being mad at you for a day and a half, and it would have been fine. Because you know that I've forgiven you for plenty of shit, and that would have been like, you suck, but I'm over it. I wouldn't have like held on to that for very long. Who cares? I knew you weren't. I know you with strip clubs. I know you're not the type of person who, I know you, I think I know.
Well, for the four times in my life I've been to a strip club.
I think I know. But now that you, and at that moment, had you said it to me, I would 100% agreed.
Yeah.
Now for the rest of my life, I will never 100% believe anything you say. Mm-hmm. And you created that.
Yes.
So I said to you, if I find out you are at a strip club, I will divorce you. I will, if I find out you are lying to me all this time, I will divorce you. And I went out for a run and I came back and you said, I need to tell you something. And you told me the truth, like you were telling me, but you said it like it was no big deal. Because I think in your head, you want it to be no big deal. We sat in this room. You sat right over there.
It sounded like it was no big deal?
Yes. I stood up right there and you were like, the kids were getting ready for camp. And you said to me, yeah, I went to a strip club. That's what I did that night. And I feel like I should tell you that. We're talking 6 months after it happened. December to January. Yeah. So for 6 months... I asked you, is this what happened? And you looked me in the eye and said, no. Mm. So,
yeah.
That's a huge...
That's the biggest guilt of my...
But all that time, you weren't feeling guilt.
That's...
You couldn't have been feeling guilt and looking me in the eye and lying to me.
You know what's even worse? Not worse. You know what's even... My guilt, even still today... is worse than it was then.
Are you gonna say that? I don't believe that, but okay. but you were able to, like, all that time that you were sleeping with me and we were hanging out and we were going out with friends and like starting this podcast together and like acting like everything was like so amazing. And you were lying to me that whole time that I will forever until the day I die wonder like other things he's withholding from me because you were such a good fucking liar. And that I felt guilt for doubting you. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So that's like there's been other stuff. So when you say about my guilt stuff, that's legitimately my guilt stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You will never find anything worse about me that I've done. But I'm very proud of you for...
Don't be proud of me.
No, I am proud Don't of you be for proud saying of me. This. I am. I'm proud of you for saying this.
Okay.
I think it's important. And...
Yeah, it kind of feels good to like...
Get it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the guilt thing.
Yeah.
You know, if you release it, that's the confession kind of thing. No, but this is, I think, is important because I think we say to people all the time how honest we are, but you're not completely honest with everybody.
No, I am.
Well, there's other stuff too.
All right, one step at a time here.
Right.
Okay. Right. This was a little bit of a breakthrough for me. So can we? I just wish I could find a way to let you know that I've never. Quote cheated on you. There's no way.
You know. You know.
Okay. But I'm just throwing it out there.
I am 95% sure right. You didn't.
I'm 100, but there's no way to convince you of that.
Right.
Right.
Right. There would have been had that never happened.
Right. Of
well,
course.
A few things never
happened. No, I get that.
Yeah.
But okay, I just wish there was something.
Right. But you also have to realize that there are people out there who are going to say,
that's
really?
Cheating.
No, not only that, but you let him still drink. Why do you let him still drink? That's fucked up. He wouldn't have done that if he was sober.
Right. Listen. I drink a lot. I don't get to that level anymore. And I haven't since to that level. I don't do that. That was a huge awakening for me.
And a month later, you did that. You fucked up pretty big time, too. With Amy and Gideon.
Oh. Yes. When I got drunk at dinner. Yeah. But I don't. I don't get to the level of drinking where I can't remember and do stupid shit.
All right, but let's move on.
There hasn't been a moment since that I don't remember. Like, that I got to that level of...
But there's been plenty of stupid shit.
Yeah, so. Right.
Okay.
Are we...
Yeah, we're done.
Done with that?
Done with that. I mean, I already know it, so I don't have to re-deal with it.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been dealing with that since July. I mean, really since last December.
Right.
But since July, I've been dealing with the reality of it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, everybody.
You can pause it. You want to pause it for a minute?
No.
Regroup?
Just fucking go.
Really?
Just do it. I got it. Look, this is real shit. We got to go. Just go, right?
Okay. I don't know.
Why, you need a break?
Yeah, maybe for a second.
All right, so we both just took a nice little cry break for both of us. But we're moving on. We're going to continue. Mm-hmm. So where do you want to go from here? Like, how do we transition to the next part of this?
Right.
Done?
Mm-hmm. I'm good.
All right. So if we were not honest enough in this episode for you, I don't know what else to tell you. That was pretty much.
Yeah. I mean, listen, so our Instagram community right now is 50,000 strong.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah. And it's amazing.
What, 5 months, 6 months?
Yeah. I think people are like appreciating the honesty of it. I also think that, I forgot.
You don't even know what you think. Anyway.
I had to drink to get through with this. That was it, for sure.
This is a big drinking
episode. But anyway, our community is awesome and I'm meeting so many friends. I'm having the best time. And I'm meeting so many women who are like, fucking tell us whatever you want. We're going through it too.
Well, we just did.
Yeah.
So you better rate and review us on this one.
Please, please, please. I have all these people messaging me on Instagram and I'm like, please rate and review us.
Nobody's rating and reviewing.
Yeah, let's do it.
Can you do it?
I'll do it.
Contact us, marriagemartinez@gmail.com.
Subscribe.
Subscribe.
And buy podcast. Your partner or your friends some Marriage and Martinez merchandise.
Yeah, go to the store. Buy some fun stuff from us.
Support us. Support us, please.
Even after listening to this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, go to the forum. We got to build that up.
The forum?
Yeah.
Yeah, but why aren't you answering anybody's responses?
I didn't know people were rude.
Oh, I don't know.
Said things.
Oh, maybe they're not. Do you want to give a shout out to the Gentleman's Club you went to?
All right. Yeah. Goodbye, everybody. Thank you so much. I divulged
maybe
enough.
They'll advertise for us.
I divulged enough
okay.
for one day.
Okay.
Bye, guys.
We love you. Bye.